Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Like, just let that soak in. All of these different descriptions of God, of who he is, not just in his essence, his attributes, but who he is in our lives. He's not just the rock, he's my rock. He's not just the fortress, he's my fortress. He's not just the deliverer, the savior, he's my deliverer, he's my savior. He's not just God, he's my God. You see it over and over and over again. I love you, O Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Like 9 different times he talks about it. In a matter of 2 verses, he talks about who God is to him. And the first 3 words summarize it. I love you. I love you, O Lord, because you're all these things in and of yourself. You're all these things. And then I love you, O Lord, because you're all these things to me. And so could I just pray Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2 over you? I just want to pray these 2 verses over you in your life right now, assuming you know the Lord, that you have put your faith in Jesus as Lord, and you have been restored to relationship with God. Because for all who have trusted in Jesus, every single one of these things in Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2 is a reality for you. So I just want to pray Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2 over you. Oh Lord, oh God, I pray for my brother or sister who's listening to this right now. I pray that you would be their strength amidst their weakness. Weakness says they can do nothing without you. Be their strength today. Be their rock in a world where so much is shifting all the time. Be their rock, their foundation, and their fortress. God, I pray that you would be a fortress around them as they walk through this day. Be their fortress and their deliverer. Just as you have saved them from their sin, delivered them from sin and death and hell, that you would deliver them today from sin. You would save them from themselves today, that they might walk in the life you've made possible for them. Be their God. May they see the futility of all other little g gods in this world in a fresh way today. Be their capital G, one and only true God, their rock in whom they take refuge. I pray that they would take refuge in you today. Be their shield as they face attacks, temptations, as different things come their way today. Be their shield, guard and protect them, I pray. Be the horn of their salvation. May they live in the joy of salvation, your salvation of their life today, your love for them today. Be their stronghold, I pray. As I pray that, I think about Hebrews 13. The Lord is my helper. Therefore, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? God, I just pray for the removal of all fear in their life, that they would know you as their stronghold and end this, that the cry of their hearts, even right now, would be, I love you, Lord. I just pray that for us. I love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you for being all these things to us. Lord, I love you for being all these things to me. I love you and praise you for being all these things to my brother or sister who's listening to this right now. We love you, O Lord, our strength, our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, our God in whom we take refuge, our shield, the horn of our salvation, and our stronghold. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.